A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard the commandment, you shall love your countrymen, but hate your enemy. My command to you is love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. This will prove that you are sons of your heavenly Father. For his Son rises on the bad and the good, he reigns on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what merit is there in that? Do not tax collectors do as much? And if you greet your brothers only, what is so praiseworthy that? Do not pagans do as much? In a word, you must be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. My daughter recently shared a comment from her choir director with me. He asked the choir what the difference was between a weed and a flower. The answer, perception. He presented it as a joke, but my daughter remarked how deep a truth it was. How we look at something determines its value. Today's gospel can be seen in this light of truth. Is God giving us a weed or a flower? He tells us to love our enemies. How impossible a task. Is it even possible for a human being to let go of anger and resentment, to forgive someone who wrongs us or even hates us? But in another form of perception, God is offering us the chance to experience the extreme depth of love that God is, to grow beyond our human understanding, to let go of the boundaries that humanity places on us, to love with the unconditional love of God. The perception of the good news is that if God asks it of us, he must think we are capable of doing it. Throughout recorded history of man and God, the Lord has never asked of man what he could not do. Sometimes it has stretched us to the limit. Sometimes we fail temporarily. But in all tasks, it is the power of God's love that makes seemingly impossible tasks possible. To love our enemies, to do good to those who persecute us, might not be possible for man, except for the fact that we are made in God's image, with his power and love within us. We can love unconditionally. We can forgive those who hurt us. It may not happen all at once. We may have to forgive the small steps first and then move on to larger ones. Start by forgiving and trying to truly love the colleague who talks your ear off and keeps you from your work. Forgiving the bad driver who cuts people off in traffic. And as you learn to forgive these little things, soon you can forgive the deeper hurts. The family member who hasn't spoken to you in years. The spouse who made a hurtful remark. The in-law who doesn't approve of you. And yet another way of perceiving. Can the enemy be seen through the eyes of love? Are they not God's creation as well as you? Somehow we must see through the barriers that make us enemies and see the commonalities that make us children of God. In the United States, perhaps one way to love our enemies is by discussing politics. In recent years, political discussions have been hateful. Instead of discussing reasonably and with sharing of ideas, people speak words of hatred before they even get to the issues. Maybe both sides need to do more listening and less accusing. The Lord has handed us a beautiful flower, the chance to learn to love as He loves, to have the fullness of life. The fullness of life that his perception can bring to our world.